I'm sure all of us as practicing Catholics have either experienced directly or indirectly questions like this. How can you in all good conscience be a Roman Catholic when you see all of the corruption that is in the church, especially as it pertains to things like the child sexual abuse scandal, bishops found with child pornography on their computers? How can you in all good countenance be someone who is part of an institution that covers up these types of things? Doesn't this just prove that the Catholic Church is rotten through and through? And as I say, we've either had these kind of questions directed at us personally, or it's just implicit in the air we breathe. Such criticisms can be unsettling and result in our losing our voice, because we have to acknowledge that such breaches of trust are heinous, and their effects on the victims, but also on the church herself, compromise our integrity and our witness. So how do we make sense of the reality of such blatant evil when it affects the church directly? And this is where that reading that we had from Acts, St. Paul's words to the church in Ephesus, just before he leaves and will never be seen by them again, are very instructive. Because in that reading from Ephesus, we first of all hear St. Paul acknowledge how evil influences the church and has done so from her very beginnings. But then secondly, we hear St. Paul say that we have to do everything that lies within our influence to be people of integrity and of deepening sanctity. Evil has been there from the beginning, but we are called to be people of integrity and deepening sanctity. Let me unpack each of these points. In the passage that we heard from Acts, these are the words of St. Paul. I know that after I have gone, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Some, even from your own group, will come distorting the truth in order to entice the disciples to follow them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease, night or day, to warn you with tears. Now, the church in Ephesus, we need to understand, was the central church of Asia Minor. It was the central church in what is modern-day Turkey. And if you read the book of Revelation in chapters 2 and 3, all seven churches in that area are named individually. But Ephesus is like the main church. And so here, St. Paul says, the main church of Turkey is going to have people come amongst them who are going to be like savage wolves. And there will even be those in the church leadership itself whom Paul says will be complicit with this attack. People will be enticed to follow them. Such is the manipulative nature of evil when at work in the church. Paul could see it coming, and he says, for 3 years, I warned you, even with tears. Because of the prevalence of evil, we need to be alert in identifying evil when we see it. And also, we need to then take the next point, which is we have to do everything that lies within our power to be people of integrity and deepening sanctity. And this has to begin with the ordained leadership. It has to begin with the priests. So listen to what St. Paul says in this passage about those who are entrusted with the office of the priesthood. Keep watch over yourselves and over all the flock, of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God that he obtained with the blood of his own Son. Here's the point. Those who have been entrusted with the leadership of the church have to keep watch of themselves. This requires the kind of honesty for priests to look carefully at our interior life. We need to be under spiritual direction ourselves. We need to take seriously the necessity for us to go to confession regularly. And as we do this, we need to then also remember something about the people who have been entrusted to our care. They are not ours. they are Christ's. St. Paul says that Jesus bought them with his own blood. What a difference it makes within a local community, what a difference it would make and does make in the larger church when those who have been called to the priesthood are aware that God's people are precious to the Lord, and that priests are to understand who they are, and they are to understand who God's people are. And out of that, exercise a humble calling that the trust that they have is one that, when it is violated, is devastating, like wolves ravaging sheep. But conversely, when the community is structured and growing in such a way where there is that desire for growing sanctity, listen to what our Lord said in his prayer from John 17. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. And here's the point. When the church has godly priests who desire to impart the true and living word to the faithful, in an environment where there is trust, where there is integrity, then we indeed can be protected from the evil one's grasp. Why? Because there is that working of relationship where the deepening of personal sanctity allows for the word of God. And what did Jesus say about God's word? Sanctify them in the truth. Allows for the word of God to be living and active in people's lives, so that we are creating more and more an environment where there is trust and true pastoral care. This is why the abuse of the priestly office is the worst kind of evil, because it undermines fundamentally what is most important, which are our souls that have been entrusted to us by Christ to be cared for so that people can truly grow in grace and in love. So I invite you to continually pray for the ordained leadership of St. Peter's and for the larger church, that we can be priests who are alert, that we are open to self-examination, are open to correction and to repentance in our own lives, because the devil and evil are deceptive and beguiling. And as we learn more and more to guard our lives, to guard the word of God, may we here at St. Peter's grow in sanctity, a sanctity that is in the truth, a sanctity that is befitting of the people of God, be they in Ephesus or here in Calgary.